We welcome you back to the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our 2016 high school wrestling preview. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Again, big thank you to everybody here at the Brew Kettle. Man, there's a whole bunch of wrestling coaches here that's keeping the folks very, very busy, and they are handling it very, very well. So Chris Russo and his staff, everybody here at the Brew Kettle, we thank them. And again, Bob Cobos from the Cobos Insurance Center, Mike Deanna from Ohio Family Realty sponsoring our show tonight. And again, our weekly show will be starting next Thursday, December 8th. Yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. We'll get together every Thursday at 6 to talk Lorain County High School Wrestling. So looking forward to that starting next week. As, again, anything you want to know about wrestling, Sean Bennett, read him in the Chronicle. Listen to him every Thursday on WEOL. He knows the sport in and out, up and down. Don't smirk at me, Bennett. You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. All right, we're going to talk a little North Ridgeville Ranger wrestling right now. Josh Beeman, sixth-year head coach of the Rangers, now joins us. Josh, great to have you on. Good to see you again.
All right, thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk about Ranger wrestling 2016-2017 season. What has you excited about your program this year?
Well, it looks like we're going to be able to actually field a full team for the first time in quite some time. We have a decent, we have only about like three or four seniors, but they're kids that have been in the lineup for a while. They got some experience. They had some good tournament experience last year. And we also have some young kids that are coming up, first-time varsity starters who have been working pretty hard for us in the off-season and in practice that I'm really looking forward to seeing them come back.
Who's some of some of the names there? Kind of run them off. Are these the guys you're kind of looking forward to?
Yeah, here? A little bit. We got at 120 pounds. We got Matt Carazzi, who's actually only a second year wrestler, but I think he's going to have a pretty solid season this year. He put in a ton of work in the off season. He's a kid who really works hard and actually takes coaching really well. It's listens to what you say and really takes it all in. We have Jared Vinecourt at 132. He got some pretty good experience last year as a freshman, had some big wins for us. Once again, really hard worker, did a lot of stuff in the off season. And then kind of towards the top, we have Ian McDonald at 182. It was won over 20 wins last year, was a match away from districts. Brandon Henderson at 195. He's a senior. Once again, over 20 wins. And Alex Carpenter at 220 is another senior for us.
Okay, well, I haven't got your info yet for your preseason stuff, but there's a name kind of missing there. Can you kind of explain what's going on there?
Well, yeah, that's we were hoping we had Liam Schill at 113 last year as a sophomore who was a state alternate for us. And for some reason or another, you probably have to talk to him. I'm not exactly sure, but he's not wrestling this year. We're just having to move forward and kind of move forward with the kids we have in the room and kind of focus on them. So it is disappointing. It was definitely disappointing for our whole team, but, these things do happen. You can't hang your head about it. You just got to keep moving on and focus on the kids that, want to be there and want to work hard.
I was going to say, you can only go with the kids that are on the mats for
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely.
How tough is it to go week in, week out, to meet with the SWC? I mean, there's some great wrestling programs in the SWC.
There is, absolutely. Last year was our first year in the SWC. We were really excited about it when we came in. Basically, just about every dual meet that you have, double dual, what have you, is you're in for a dogfight. That there's going to be quality wrestlers up and down, and almost every school is able to field a full team, which is something that you really look for. And then at the end of the year, you got the tournament, the SWC tournament. You have a lot of quality wrestlers, a lot of really good matchups up and down from 106 all the way up to heavyweight.
And we were kind of talking about that gap where you don't want to go too many years without getting guys down to state and stuff like that. And obviously you're right around there where Drew Dixon was the last. And we talked earlier about a heartbreaking thing where pushed in my heart. Drew was one of those guys I watched his entire career, he battled Scrapper, gets to the state tournament and fails a skin test and can't compete down there in Columbus.
Yep.
It was know, we were out there in the
oh, yeah.
It was a horrible interview that I had to do with him. So, you know, him and the Mike Janik is the last state placer back in 2006. So is there a kind of an emphasis that you kind of want to start, you know, kind of making that push and start getting those guys set up in those positions again?
Absolutely. I mean, that's always your goal as a wrestler. I mean, wrestling is an individual as well as a team sport. And, you know, really, you know, you kind of look for those kids who have it, you know, and it's a combination of just that hard work and determination and just, you know, it's overall a lot of aggressiveness, you know, when they get on the mat and just, you know, able to shine when the big moment comes. Not being a practice wrestler, being able to convert, you know, and take that practice work and, you know, put it to match day. Really what it takes is a lot of work from your youth program all the way through your middle school and up to high school. You know, it's really hard to take a kid who may have just started wrestling in 7th, 8th, 9th grade and then turn him into a state qualifier or a state placer. It absolutely can be done. But with wrestling, there's so much you have to learn and so much repetition and knowledge for all of these moves that you have to learn. And not just moves, counter moves, you know, to everything that's going on. It takes years to, you know, even get good at the sport, you know. So it really starts in your youth program. I mean, I think I've got some, you know, youth coaches and middle school coaches who are doing a good job. And I think we got some kids, you know, coming up that, you know, have that opportunity. But it's just, you know, making sure we get them to buy into what we're doing.
And I was going to say, the switch from the West Shore to the Southwest, that's a big jump in competition and talent. And when you have good wrestlers that you're turning into great wrestlers, that's great to have. You want the top competition.
Oh, absolutely.
But when you have guys who are still pretty green and stuff like that, and they're going up against hammers every time, sometimes that kind of gives you the opposite effect, don't you think?
It does, absolutely, yeah. It's you have to balance. You know, especially you have to realize and see your kids in the practice room and figure out where they're at. You know, you don't want to throw a kid out there who's going to be getting pinned in the first period every time he goes up on varsity. I'd almost rather forfeit that weight and get him some experience in the JV level. But once you get those kids to that point, it is a long season, but you have to be able to go day in and day out and get that good competition, because that's only going to make you better. You know, if you're only wrestling down and wrestling kids that aren't going to push you, you're not going to make yourself any better. So that's why I really like this conference, to where, you know, you don't have to wait till the end of the season and, you know, sectionals to get some good competition. You're getting it every single week. And that's how you really see kids grow as competitors, because then they go out there and you get to figure it out and kind of help them along as they're going through it. And that's really what you get with this conference.
You better figure it out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, great to have you up tonight. We appreciate you stopping out. Hopefully you got a good bite to eat and enjoying some great wrestling conversation. It's really cool to see the camaraderie amongst the coaches. I mean,
absolutely.
It just seems like it's a pretty
tight-knit
group.
Absolutely.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, we appreciate you coming out.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh. Beeman, head coach at North Ridgeville, as he joins us here at Brew Kettle. And that puts a wrap on the first hour of the show. And, again, we've got so many more coaches to go as they've made their way here to Brew Kettle. We appreciate that. Again, Chris Russo and his staff here at Brew Kettle doing a great job. Bob Kobos, Mike Deanna from Kobos Insurance and Ohio Family Realty. We thank them for sponsoring the show tonight. An hour in, two more to go. Stay with us on the Kobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Preview, presented by Ohio Family Realty, on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.